Ms. Marling, I said, nodding to her as she approached. Good afternoon. She shook her head wearily. This is such an enormous amount of... But I don't know who else I can turn to about this. Her words failed her, and she started trembling with nerves and weariness. I traded a frown with Murphy. Sandra, what's wrong?
It's Molly, she said.
I frowned. What about her?
She came here from the hospital a couple of hours ago. The police came to talk to her, and I don't think she's come out since then, and none of the officers I've spoken to know where she is. I think...
Sandra, I told her, take a breath. Slow down. Do you know where Molly is? The woman closed her eyes and shook her head, bringing herself under control, lowering her voice several pitches.
They're still interrogating her, I think. Isn't that what they say? When they try to scare you and... ask you questions?
I narrowed my eyes. Yeah, I said. Was she arrested? Sandra shook her head jerkily.
I don't think so. They didn't handcuff her or read from that little card or anything. Can they do that? Just drag her into a room?
We'll see, I said. Which room?
Other wing. Second door on the right, she said.
I nodded. Slung my pack off my back, and took out a small notebook. I scribbled some phone numbers and names on a page and gave it to Sandra. Call both of these people. She blinked at the paper.
What do I tell them?
The truth. Tell them what's going on, and that Harry Dresden said they need to get down here immediately. Sandra blinked down at the page.
What are you going to do?
Oh, you know, the usual, I said. Get to that phone.
I'll catch up in a minute, Murphy said.
I nodded, slung the pack back on, jerked my head at Mouse, and started walking with purposeful strides toward the knot of reporters that had begun to dissolve at the conclusion of the official statements to the press. My dog fell into pace at my side until I spotted Lydia Stern at the rear of the crowd.